Alright guys, welcome to another game review, where today we're going to be reviewing Black Ops 4. Well, Black Ops 4, I'm going to be, of course, reviewing it on its gameplay, its graphics, and it's how fun it is. So, the gameplay. The gameplay has changed drastically from every single other Black Ops game ever. What I mean by that is, instead of a grenade slot, there's a special ability. And instead of the flash bomb slot, there is healing. You heal with that slot. And once your ultimate ability charges up, you press down both those buttons at the same exact time, and you get a ultimate ability. There's a wide variety of maps. Kind of like the other game's variety of maps, maybe even a little bit smaller, but they most of the time they do sometimes add new maps. It's not most of the time, it's actually just a slim chance that they'll add some new maps and stuff. There's no campaign, which a lot of people really hate about Black Ops 4, is that it took away the campaign and replaced the campaign with a battle royale mode. But I'm going to be reviewing the multiplayer, and maybe I'll review the battle royale next podcast I do. But the multiplayer, it's pretty simple. You just kill people. There's different modes, of course, like team deathmatch, hardpoint, and stuff. The customization is kind of cool. I never really played a lot of the other Black Ops game, or not a lot of other Call of Duty games, because I didn't usually play multiplayer. I just played the campaign, and the only one I really played multiplayer on was a World War II. You can't customize your loadout as much as you really can in Black Ops 4. In World War II, there wasn't a wide variety of weapons. And that's what I liked about World War II. But in Black Ops 4, there's also a huge variety of weapons. But one thing that makes the game kind of pay to win is DLC weapons. Spare battery. I'm sorry about that. If you heard any other audio, that was me doing stuff, and the app that I'm using glitched out. But where was I? I don't know where I was, so I'm just gonna go back to where I last remember. The DLC weapons, such as the Bowie knife, I think that's what it's called. I'm pretty sure it's the knife where you can shoot and stab people at the same time. But you don't shoot a regular gun, you shoot a one-shot knife from one hand, and you knife people with the other hand. In my opinion, it is one of the most powerful weapons in the game, but it's a DLC weapon, so you have to pay for it. You can get it for free if you open about 1,000 loot crates. That's one of the broken parts about the game. Another broken part about the game is that spawning in that game is awful. Sometimes you can spawn in a regular place where no one's at, and then sometimes you can spawn right next to 5,000 enemies and just get destroyed as soon as you spawn. But the game will say, oh, well, you took one step before getting shot, so technically, we did our job. But that just makes it not fun. So, that's another broken part about the game. Also, there is a lot of glitches, and sometimes hit markers don't pop up, or the game could be really laggy. Those are just to name a few things that are broken with the game. Sometimes the game can be infuriating if you don't spend money on every DLC in the game. You can get a lot, and I mean a lot of DLC weapons that can break the game and make it not fun anymore. It can only make it so that it can only be fun for the people who play DLC weapons, buy DLC weapons, and people who don't buy DLC weapons will probably delete the game after getting killed by a DLC weapon 5,000 times. Which, I think adding DLC weapons will definitely get rid of the amount of players. And that's where Black Ops screwed up, and that's the reason I stopped playing Black Ops. A lot of my friends love playing Black Ops, so every time a new season starts, they love playing it, but and then they stop because each season it just gets the game gets worse and worse. And we're hoping Modern Warfare, when that does come out, is going to be way better. And we're hoping that we know that Black Ops, Call of Duty Modern Warfare has a campaign. We don't know much about the multiplayer. Well, I don't know much, but I'm just hoping that it's way more fixed than Black Ops 4. But another thing is that I think the abilities kind of made the game terrible too. Not many people like the Black Ops 3 style multiplayer, so I don't know why they would use that same style multiplayer in Black Ops 4, and they tried to make it better. I didn't play much Black Ops 3 multiplayer because it sucked, but it's pretty similar, and adding some characters for the last game that already weren't too good and then making them worse is just a terrible idea. But let's get on to the graphics. Yeah, the graphics are pretty good. They look kind of real. I definitely seen better from other Call of Duty games. But yeah, the graphics do kind of look real. Sometimes they're really crappy though. And how fun will I rate it? I shall rate it a 4 out of 10. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time when I make my next podcast. See ya.